It's easy to love your family, your friends, the people that love you back. It's a lot harder to love your enemies, right? It's easy to be positive when the stuff is going good.
Things are going good.
But yeah, but God loves people who can rise up in the storm.
Come on, man.
That's where the miracle producing faith comes into play. That's where people, you know, unlock God's power in their life. When you can do that, you're a true warrior, a true king, a true champion, man.
What's up, my friend? Welcome to Breathing Fire, the official podcast of Beast Life Brand, a new breed of powerful believers repping the Lion of Judah. Christ lived the original beast life, and now it's our turn. We must warn you, though, it's not for the weak. It's for the hardcore.
Hardcore.
Our MO is to equip people of faith and kingdom entrepreneurs to live powerful and represent. God did not create you to live small. He gave you raw talents to develop and use. It's time to find more purpose, live with passion, and lead with impact. Your host is Fired Up Phil. We despise religion and lukewarm living. We're fired up and building our kingdom. Please connect with us across social media at Beast Life Brand. And now, get ready to have some fun and break some chains with this episode of Breathing Fire.
Hey, what's up? We are live and in full effect. Welcome to Breathing Fire. I'm here with my man, King Jeff. We're going to have a little fun today, chop it up, set some fire on the topic of communication, a topic that, in my opinion, is largely overlooked. I don't think that people value it as much as they should. And I think, as we get into the conversation here, that'll probably answer itself. I think we'll kind of bring the value, on communication through the conversation. So you had just kicked off something pretty interesting there. So why don't you start with what you were just mentioning?
Absolutely. It's communication and relationship, right? I think the idea was relationship itself.
Yeah, you'd say alignment, right?
Alignment, correct. But what I wanted to bring across is a lot of the time we rush into relationship and we don't really get clear enough to know whether we are aligned with that relationship or not. And what's important is once you have alignment first with that person, whether you know them or you don't know them, whether it's in business or not, once you align with them, that relationship would just go 10 times, 15 times, 100 times faster than trying to make things happen. So alignment before relationship is such a powerful thing to know.
That's awesome, bro. That goes with marriage, with business, with, obviously friendships and stuff like that, but in particularly like, If you're looking to get in bed with somebody, so to speak, in business, in a partnership, right, or obviously in marriage, I think what you said is something that, like I said before, is so overlooked. That's fire right there. Like what you're saying is, before you do that, before you enter into a intimate relationship with somebody that's on an important topic or an important relationship like business or marriage, like you have to recognize where the alignment is or if there's an alignment or if there's not an alignment, right? Because then at that point you're making a big commitment and a big choice. And how do you do that? I mean, how do you know when you're aligned? You have to communicate, right?
Right. And that's the next step, communication, right? That's the key right there. The great thing to know is once you're communicating, and that's the thing, it has to be with a clear intent. Communicating, letting you know where I am, and just be honest. And that's the main thing. A lot of us, we want communications, and but we're not really willing to take off the mask fully. So,
transparency.
Right. And it's like once you do that, even if the person or business partner wants to know where you at, it's hard to figure that out. So I think once you really know what you want. Number one, purpose, where I'm going, who I am, what I want, all these things align, and let people know where you at, man. Especially in the kingdom, a lot of people are doing businesses, right? But they are afraid to say that, okay, I am a Christian, or I stand by the values of Christ. So the people that they're dealing with and they're aligning themselves with don't share their same values. So people don't even know where they're at. So they're forced into a relationship that lack the alignment that they really stand for. And a lot of the time, man, it goes out, or it's just kind of put a lag into your progress.
Yeah, dude, that was good. And just building off of what you just said there, let's go back to the transparency thing for a second. You said you were talking about, you know, and about being transparent in order to, like, how can you possibly understand if you align or don't align with somebody if you're not transparent? If you're fronting, right? Because you feel, and we know we do this a lot, because if you're trying to impress somebody in business, or you're trying to this, you're trying to whatever, right? If you front, if you put up a front and you're not transparent, then there's going to be cloudiness. There's going to be gray areas. The transparency, you're 100% right, is what allows us to realize, you know, if we are in, you know, in alignment with somebody. There has to be a level of transparency. You know, you don't want to, you know, be dealing with somebody who is fronting, and that's not cool, right? So you might as well just be straight up, be who you are, throw down the natural you, get raw, get real, right? And then that's when you can really get on a deeper level in communicating with somebody. And then you had said, you know, what was the second thing you just said? I just had it on my tongue.
Yeah, so transparency, knowing who you are is the next thing.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes. Knowing who you are, not being afraid to be yourself. I think that's something, because that's communicating who you are out to the world, right? Or to, especially, let's talk about the place of business for a minute. I mean, if you're not, well, first, let's go to your most intimate relationship outside of the one with God, and you can't front on God. God knows who you are. So forget about that. So if you even try to front with God, you're just, wow, you got a lot to learn. So let's move to the next relationship, right? The marriage. If you're in a marriage and you're fronting, and that actually happens, right? There are people who are together that actually are not, who literally started dating and put on a front when they were dating, right? And now they're literally living a front, and like they have to, like, and that always ends in disaster, right? So you can't do that. So then you move it to business, right? And one of the people, and he's actually Jewish, was Gary Vaynerchuk. I do love Gary Vaynerchuk, but I remember I was listening to the podcast a long time ago with Gary Vaynerchuk, and he obviously curses or anything like that.
Yeah.
And he goes into talking about how that he just wanted to be him. And I was like, no shit. Like, this guy is, you can't help but like somebody who's just being themselves, who's transparent. Yeah. And even if you don't like them, right? Not just him, anybody in general. If you don't like who they are, there are some people who you just aren't really feeling, right? Like, they're just not like in a good alignment with you. But I respect anybody who is just transparent, who is who they is, right? I have a great deal of respect for them, and I would even, you know, do business or whatever. The person that I don't respect is the one who fronts, right? We all know those types of people who always have a line of, like, you know, bullshit, or they're just, or just know that they're always not good. Real.
Yes. They're always good. They're always good. There's nothing happening.
Yes. There's never a bad thing going on in their life. They're always right. Everything's roses.
Oh, man.
There's no guns. It's all roses.
But let's go back for a second from what you're saying.
Okay.
Like, you're saying, if you're fronting before God, you got some work to do. Let's stay on that for a little bit. The ultimate relationship we should all be seeking is the one with God. And if we can open up and free ourselves totally to him, and I'm speaking from a point of experience here, and it's because, like, when things came in my life, marriage, divorce, and business struggles, and all these things, dude, ultimately, like, I can talk to you and we give me advice and do all those things, but I had to open up to God and say, God, this is where I am. Like, I'm broken inside.
But see, like, right there, what you just did. You were transparent with God. And I believe that the minute we become humble enough to be transparent with God, we now start to hear better, right? The minute that you allow pride in the way, and the minute that you, if you try to front on God, then you ought to, you're putting a barrier in between the Holy Spirit being able to communicate with you because of that pride is in the way. You got to get humble and you got to get transparent and you got to get on your knees, right? That's how humble you got to be. And you got to be like, look, I need your help. This is where I'm at. Like, and that's a, that is a shoot that that's, we all know as believers, right? Sometimes it's harder to do, but we all know we have to come to God in humility. Right. And so that's why getting on your knees, man, is like a good thing. It's a great thing to get on your, because it is such a humiliating position, right? You're like, yo, and it kind of forces you to be transparent, be humble, admit your flaws, admit your, the things that you're struggling with. And it really does, I think, help you hear better, you know, once you get that, that out of the way.
I agree. I mean, if we all who are listening to this and who are in the path of, you know, bettering ourselves, entrepreneurship, looking to be better husband, better fathers and better mothers, what have you, at any given point, we have to come to the realization, and it has to happen, that, okay, look, if I don't take off the mask, if I don't just be real and completely like surrender who I am or what's not working for me, and be like, man, this is it, and begin to put ourselves in that position. What is to our kids? I remember calling my daughter so many times talking about this and apologizing for coming short. And like babe, like I literally told her, like, look, daddy is in a very bad position right now, and daddy is, this is not the best dad I can be. And that really empowers. Remember, we're talking about relationship and unmasking. So that really empowered. At that point, she's like, no, dad, I messed up too. That, so we both take out our mask and we like, we hug it up. And that put us in a better position for a relationship. But here's one thing I'll add to this.
Yeah.
How you do one thing is how you do everything.
Sure.
So if you don't humble yourself before God, when you go into other relationships, unconsciously, you are doing the same thing. You can put up a front for years, for months, for however you do it. But eventually, who you really are is going to show up because that's who you are and that's how you do things. So it's best to align yourself with the unshielded mask and be you. And people know where you at, man. Like, I wear my Jesus is King shirt to the airport. To wherever I go, to the gym, look, there's no question people know where I'm at. So that way, look, there's no second guessing.
And you know what it does too? It, number one, it also, it's like, it's good to put a little bit of a filter on, because when you do that, that's what you're also doing, is you're filtering out people that you really don't want in your circle too. So like when you are who you are, other people that are not in alignment are not going to be attracted to you. And that's a good thing, right? That's a good thing. And when you're, when you, when you're fake, you're literally opening the door for bad relationships to enter more than you are when you don't front. And so when you find yourself in, you know, in hanging out in the circles of whatever, in a bad business relationship, in a bad regular relationship, like, you know, man and a woman, whatever the case may be, a lot of times it's because you haven't stuck your flag pole in the ground of morals and values and been transparent in who you are to allow that to shine, because what you put out is what you attract, right? You reap what you sow. So if you're sowing seeds of who, of your morals, your integrity, your spirituality, everything like that, you're going to reap back into your life those types of relationships and stuff, because it's, that's just the way that God set the universe up. So, you know, being transparent is a blessing in every way. And you know what's cool, like when you're in, we were talking about communication, like, so I'll just tell you a quick story about my wife, who she she wanted out of college when she was in college. She kind of got sick of college, kind of found out that, you know, most colleges just want to suck your money. They really don't give a shit about a lot of the things. They're a for-profit company. And so she got to the point where she was like, I just want to get out of here as fast as possible. Just give me my, you know, my 4-year degree or whatever. And I just need to or get out, right? So she was like, what's the fastest path out of here? And so they gave her, they said, well, here, take this communications degree, right? So she was kind of like, she devalued it. She thought that it was just a waste. And a lot of people, you know, have that perception of it. But when she told me about it, I said to her, I said, whoa. I said, hold on a second. I said, you think that communication is a wasted degree? I said, I don't know about you, but personally, I think communication is the most important skill on the entire face of the earth that a person should learn. So, you know, maybe the power of that degree doesn't give you as much leverage as some others or whatever. But let me tell you something, what you took and the importance of the subject of communication and how it can affect every single area of your life is not a waste at all. Like, that is something that you should literally be proud of, and you should strive to excel at communication, to allow that degree to put a stamp on you and say, look, I take pride in communication and learning how to communicate better and everything, because it's the most important skill you could ever learn in your life. It affects every single area of your life and every single relationship in your life.
Absolutely. And
including the one with God.
Absolutely. And when we speak about communication, it's important to mention spoken word isn't the only way of communicating.
Yes.
Our behaviors is a form of communication, mainly. Our attitude is a way of behaving.
Yes.
How we treat people is a way of behaving. And all these forms of communications ought to be aligned of who we really are, and especially as Christians. Like, you never seen some people who actually say they're Christians or they believe in God in their faith, and then when you put them on the scale and their behavior outside, say, church or outside, they communicate something totally different from who they are claiming to be. They are inconsistent, in that sense.
And that's communicating. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. That's good, because you're saying something, but you're doing something else. Somebody said it's not enough to say the message, but you have to actually be the message.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's powerful. And let's take it to, you know, on the other end here too. Let's talk about sales and stuff for a minute, right? So if you're, there's a lot of people, you know, that are listening to this podcast that are, you know, we're talking about business people, things like that. So communicating in the business world and sales, and everything is sales, right? You got to sell your husband or your wife. You got to sell your kids. You got to sell your friends to come watch the game with you. You got to sell everything you do, right? But especially in business, if you want to go sell real estate, or if you want to go sell whatever, right? The best, and here's another story about what my wife gave to me when she was getting licensed and stuff for real estate and whatnot, and she started getting into sales. At first, she was like, I'm not going to be good at this. I said, what the heck do you mean you're going to be good at this? She said, no, I'm not a salesperson. I said, that's exactly why you're going to be great at it. You know why? Because you are communication. Okay. That's what sales is. It's communication, and it's caring about people. And you care about people. Like, your personality, you're a nurturer. You care about people. You're going to be excellent in sales once you settle in. And so with communication, like when we're talking about it in business, we have to look at the other person that we're working with, no matter what we're selling, right? And we have to put ourselves in their shoes. And without selfish intent, we have to listen to them and see if we can help them. And if our product or service fits and meets some of their needs, we can't make it meet their needs, right? We can't be fake and be selfish and try to twist, spin, and manipulate what we're selling in any given person to be a fit. That's not, it's just not the way that it is. It's not, everything is not in alignment for everyone, right? Everything you're selling, whatever you're selling, is not in alignment for every single person. So you've got to be a good communicator by understanding, right? And listening to what that person really wants, and then seeing if what you have is a great fit for them. And if it's not, well, maybe you can offer them a better route if you know of one, or just let them know that you're not sure if what you offer, you know, you don't know if that's going to be a good fit for them, right?
For them.
The transparency, right?
The transparency. No, you're on point. I think one common mistake in sales, and I'm not the sales expert here, but I've been sold on so many things before. So
nobody likes to be sold, but everyone loves to buy.
Well,
everybody loves to buy.
Well, we buy it because we like and trust that person to some degree on their words and their communication and their presentation.
Well, think about this. When you buy something, when you believe it's good for you, but you don't like to be sold. So if I'm trying to force and push something like we were just talking about, nobody likes the stereotypical car salesman, right? Because they're pushy. It doesn't matter whether you want the car or don't want the car. They keep trying to sell you the damn car.
Yeah.
It's like, mm-hmm. I don't want the freaking car. You know what I'm saying? So stop trying to sell me the car. Stop trying to sell me a car that I don't want, right? So that's the difference.
And one of the things to remember here is the relationship going to come back into play in this and transparency. Because I may bring a product to you that is not entirely a good fit for you right now. But if my presentation is transparent and I tell you where you are and you tell me where you stand, we just don't fit for each other. But we did not make bad blood in the relationship per se. Who knows what's going to happen later on? So many sales don't happen in the first, second, or third interaction. And it's because simply, you know, I did not step on your toes because you didn't buy my product or because it doesn't fit you. But the relationship, long-term, pays off far more than that one sale.
Let's go right back to the car salesman for a minute. The car that I want is a luxury, you know, automobile, you know, whatever the case may be, right? So the salesman at the Kia dealership keeps trying to sell, but now this person goes, oh, you know what? I just don't think that we have the proper vehicle for you.
Yeah.
I think that you should go next door to Cadillac, and I think you will be much better, you know, it'll be a much better fit for you. I think they have the perfect vehicle for you. Okay, you send them away. Now, to the selfish person, that looks like a loss, right?
Yeah.
But then the guy goes and buys a Cadillac, and then his nephew is like, oh, I want a car. And he goes, oh, go to the Kia dealership and see this guy, Jeff, over there, because he was awesome. He pointed me towards the Cadillac dealership. Now, he just sent you a referral that you had no idea that you were going to get, who is a good fit for that Kia, right? And then that dude, because he's younger and he's looking for this certain car, right? He's got three other friends that are looking for Kia type cars or whatever, right? So you can never operate with selfish intent and expect to have a good return, because you reap what you sow. So if you sow selfishness, how do you expect to be blessed, right? It's not going to happen. You can't go in real estate and try and sell everyone every house that you walk into just because you don't want to show another one. Right. That's why we're so good at real estate. And Heather, my wife, and the agent we work with, but I watch her. She's a master. She listens to her clients. She listens so well. She takes notes. She writes down every house she goes in. If they don't like it, she asks them, why don't you like this house? She doesn't just watch me. Why don't you like this house?
Yep.
And she takes her notes on it. Okay. Right. And she goes to the next house. And here's the thing. And this is based off communication again. Now the client, a lot of times in real estate, they don't know how to tell us what house they want or don't
want.
They don't know. Right. So they literally cannot communicate it because they don't know how to. So Heather takes them and starts teaching them how to communicate what they want and what they don't like. Absolutely. And now she gets an accurate, you know, description of what is the alignment, what's the right suit for this client. And then she's able to deliver.
Dude, yeah. I mean, dude, that's perfect. That's a perfect example, perfect story to make sense. Because now we're talking about effective communication and relationship that makes a relationship work. But what you described just now was the opposite, where people want relationship, but they do not know how to communicate effectively to get that relationship.
Yes.
Something came to mind that one of my coaches brought to me. He said, there's God's way of a relationship, and then there's the world's way of a relationship. And I'm going to try to do this justice. Let me see if I can do it. It says the world way, they do it in four steps. They say they want to establish authority over you. They want to take responsibility. They want to, you know, do things and be responsible and do things. And then hopefully that you'll trust them. And then maybe we'll have a relationship. So you have authority and
I like the government to me.
You're right. That's exactly, I'm sure that's where he got it from. And kudos to Steve Weatherford on this one, because he's the one that brought this to me. So you have like authority, responsibility, and then hopefully there's some trust there. And then a relationship may be at the end. But God's way, he said, goes with relationship first, then trust, and then responsibility for that relationship and that trust.
Okay.
And at the end, because of all those three things that happened at first, then there's an authority that can be exerted. Once we build a relationship with people, they will trust us. We steward that trust, and then we be responsible with that trust in that relationship. Then we have a form of authority to do life or to influence them in a direction. So okay. God has done the same thing for us. He don't ask us for anything first. He don't try to get us to do anything first. He said let me be in relationship with you. Jesus Christ's ultimate purpose was to restore us into perfect relationship with God.
Right.
And once that happened, man, we can trust God. He has, you know, we can be responsible in the thing that he's telling us to do in his word. And he has full authority in our lives, man. So
yeah,
I'm seeing Heather, you know, applying that right now, as you say.
Well, what you just brought the scripture into it, relationship first, restore relationship. Nobody is going to buy from somebody that they don't have a relationship with, you know? I mean, it's very rare. I mean, it can happen if they really want, but like, let's be realistic. Any good salesperson knows that it's always about establishing a relationship of trust and stuff first. And so you have to restore, or not in this case restored, but you have to establish right the relationship when you're in sales. And let's help the people who are listening too when it comes to confidence, because this is something that most people don't think of. It's something that I ponder all the time. But there's two different types of communication. Well, there's more than that, but in this example that I'm giving you, there's two different types. There's two different types. There's external communication. So I'm audibly speaking to you right now, okay? But then there's internal communication. That's the communication that I say to myself. That's the communication that allows me to have the confidence to come on here and talk to you. That's the communication that allows me to have the confidence to get up every day and, you know, be a leader and to get up every day and believe in myself, right? And get up every day and have that state of mind. And what people don't a lot of times take into consideration is their internal communication, okay? The words that you speak to yourself are just as important, in my opinion, more important than the words that you speak outwardly, because we talk to ourselves inside. If you're not in the proper state of mind, it's because your internal communication at that moment in that state is not where it needs to be.
Yeah.
Anybody can get in a proper state, right? If they communicate properly inside, you can put yourself in a proper state to do the things that you want to do. So if you suffer from lack of confidence, if you suffer from, you know, having a low self-esteem, it's because the way that you're speaking to yourself inside is not in alignment with the way that God sees you, is not in alignment with the champion and the warrior that you actually are. You need to start learning not learning necessarily as much at first, as paying attention and listening to how you speak to yourself, right? That's where affirmations, right? We talk about affirmations and Beast Life Brand. In the morning, get your ritual going, speak the King's Manifesto over your life. Talk power into your life every morning. Believe in yourself. You know, look, at the end of the day, it's your responsibility to believe in yourself. It's yours. And don't blame the world. Don't blame, you know, the negative people that you chose to hang out with. Don't blame everybody else. It is your responsibility to be an empowered human being and become the champion and the warrior that God created you to be. And when you assume that accountability and you start taking control of your life and you start speaking properly inside internal communication to yourself, well, then you will walk with your head up high, even in the midst of failure. Now, let's talk about that for one quick second, because that's where people struggle.
Yeah,
it's easy to be confident when you're rolling, right? When you're rolling and everything is going well, and you're making money and you're making sales and your marriage, your relationship, and everything is going good. It's easy to be confident, right? Now the shit gets difficult when you're when you're experiencing and you're facing failure, when you're hitting walls of adversity, and your internal communication starts to go, I'm a failure. I'm not making any money. I'm not making any sales. Yeah. I'm going through a divorce. I have these things. I don't have the relationship with my kids. You're looking at the external factors of your life. Yep. And what you're doing is you're internally communicating to yourself why you're a failure.
Yeah.
And you need to change the way that you speak to yourself about that. It's very easy to evaluate yourself. Not very easy. It's very easy to look at your external circumstances and speak negatively inside. Mm-hmm. It takes focus, thought, concentration. Prayer is wonderful. Yeah. And to see yourself the way that God sees you, and to see your potential, and to see to see that it's a temporary situation for you. The fact that you're not where you want to be in a certain area of your life is a temporary situation. And when you speak internally positive over that temporary situation, you can rise up inside with confidence. You can become and still be the king and queen that God has called and created you to be, regardless of what you're going through, right? That's why I love the Bible. I always tell the stories about the people, all the apostles, man, they're locked up in jail, right? They have way more to be upset about than any one of us do. They were getting abused. They were getting martyred, right? They were getting lit on fire. And they're sitting there like, Paul and Silas were chilling in jail, right? And they're singing praises to God. Now, they were not being treated well. They were not being treated well. They're probably only being fed well. And yet they were still internal communication through prayer, right? They were able to rise above their external circumstances. And then what happened? That's when you unlock the power for miracles in your life. Yeah. When you can do that. It's like it's like Jesus said, right? This reminds me too of it's easy to love your family, your friends, the people that love you back. It's a lot harder to love your enemies, right? It's easy to be positive when the stuff is going good.
Things are going good.
But God loves people who can rise up in the storm.
Come on, man.
That's where the miracle producing faith comes into play. That's where people, unlock God's power in their life. When you can do that, you're a true warrior, a true king, a true champion, man.
Fire, right? Bro. That was fire. That was on point. Solid fire, dude. This is what the world needs. That, dude, I wouldn't take away from anything you said here.
No,
the external factors does not ultimately determine who we become unless we allow them.
Right.
Unless we allow them and succumb to them. And what I'm hearing
you say, the battlefield of the mind.
Right. There you go. And what I'm saying here in terms of relationship and communication, it is what is your relationship with yourself and how you're communicating with yourself.
Great way
That's exactly what I'm hearing you saying here. Like my wall, I'll share this with you and you've probably seen it. My wall is filled up with affirmation. Like even if I walk away, even if I'm having a bad day, there's one thing on that wall that I'm going to glance at that is probably going to impact me positively. So how are you speaking to yourself, on a daily basis?
Yes.
Here's what somebody said, and this is important. See, in times of goodness and things are okay, things are good, people tend to not do the conditioning. And the preparation.
We get weak in our habits.
For the hard things. Somebody said this, and I'll give full credit to Corey, and I was at the mastermind in San Diego. He said, when the going gets tough, you don't rise to the occasion. You fall to your greatest level of preparation.
Yes.
We should be arming ourselves, speaking to ourselves when things are good or bad. So it becomes a conditioning and way of doing things regardless.
Yes.
So that self-relationship and self-awareness is what I'm hearing you saying here, that communication to self and the conditioning to do it in and out of season, good or bad, is important if you're going to unlock the next level, man. What do you think?
Word up. Yeah. It's more important. The internal communication is like your That's like your gasoline. It's like your engine. It's the internal. You don't move without it. Because if you think about it, if you're at a, depending on what level of confidence and what level of self-belief you have, if you look at somebody, let's take the worst case scenario, somebody who commits suicide, doesn't even want to live anymore because they have no belief that their life has any value. Okay. Mm-hmm. If anybody right now is listening and is in some sort of a state of mind like that, let me just encourage you today that you are loved and that you have more potential and talents inside of you that God wants to uncover and help you develop. And there is no reason, you know, to give up on life because you have so much more power than you even realize inside of you. And so that in this example, that's like the lower end, right? That's for somebody who's really struggling with the internal. Now let's go and see somebody who is in what state you're in, because just because somebody, let's just say at that point wants to like take their life, that's a state. Doesn't mean they're in that state every moment, right? But at that point, they are in a pretty low state, right? So we can be in also on the other end of the spectrum, and you see somebody who's you know, confident, fired up, motivated. They're just like, you know, on point, on fire. They're at a high state, right? And they're, so now we're always in between and stuff, changing, right? So we have to learn to control our state. We have to learn to do that through our internal communication. And so, and to prepare ourselves, you know, that's where the preparation, right? The practice reps, those things come into play. And that's how we end up living a victorious life and living a, you know, confident and powerful life. And so internal communication is a major factor in external performance. So don't neglect thinking about it and paying attention to, you know, what you're saying to yourself. So it's easy to troubleshoot. It's very easy. If you're in sales and you feel, and you are like in a disempowered and you lack confidence when you're in the presence of clients and customers and everything, then you're not in the proper state at that moment that you want to be in. So you need to learn how to better prepare yourself before you go on a listing appointment, before you go and bring buyers to a house, before you go and sell whatever it is that you're selling, right? You have to get in that powerful mindset. I mean, Tony Robbins does teach a decent amount of stuff on mindset as well as others, but it's an important, you know, it's an important thing to understand. So.
No, that's for sure. For sure. We behave in state, we make decisions in state. And I'm a testimony to that. And I, you know, in my lowest point, in 2020, and I, you know, my testimony, I'll share that for those who don't know it. And it's one of those things when you go into divorce in the pandemic, you are not in a good state. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So it's like every single thing that can be positive, you are not in a good state to make decisions and all those things. And one of the things that you said is I begin to like become aware of the things that I'm thinking that is dragging me to the mud. And that was the game changer for me. Well, guess what? I'm going to think about this. And guess what? I'm not going to give that much thought. And it is something that takes time. Like once you raise your awareness above what you're thinking, somebody says, I believe it was Joe Dispenza, which is he's big in the space of mindset. And he said, you have to begin to think about what you are thinking.
Yeah.
Because your thought and emotions create your feelings and all those things. And the minute that happens for me, it was like almost like there is me thinking and then there is me outside of me looking into what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Can I comment on that real quick?
Because sure.
What we're talking about, and psychologists call it reframing. You reframe the situation that you're like, so if you're depressed, if you're losing, you know, your confidence and you feel like you're a failure, it's because of what you're internally telling yourself about your situation, right? So you reframe it, you put a different frame on the picture and all of a sudden the picture looks different, right? So you tell yourself a different story, which is how you reframe it and put yourself in a more positive mindset. So you say, well, okay, so in your example, let's just say, so if we're talking about somebody, you're going through a relationship issue, whatever, yeah. Well, you reframe it and you say, well, you know what, you know, in this situation, like I tried, I gave it my all. Like I'm going to take out of this all of the things that I can possibly learn to make myself a better man from this relationship. Yeah. And I'm going to give my life to God. And, you know, moving forward, it's going to allow me to, you know, find somebody that I am in better alignment with, that I can, you know, have a better, more, you know, God type of relationship with. Right. And so now you go from depressed to optimistic and excited. Right. And confident about what God's going to do in your future. Okay. So you reframed, it's the same situation, nothing changed. Right. The only thing that changed was the way that you communicated right to yourself and your mind. And so, you know, with that, like that's the power of understanding. And we all have to, and you said something that I disagree with that was said by that other, some other gentleman, whatever. I believe that words create emotions, that what you tell yourself and your thoughts are what create your emotions, not the other way around. And I'll let you understand why I believe that. I thought about that a lot. The reason why and we'll use the same exact example to put it into perspective. So you said that if you're in a negative state of mind, a disempowering state of mind, because you're mm-hmm. thinking about the situation that you're in, those thoughts that you're telling yourself are putting you in a negative emotional state, an emotional state of, you know, feeling like a failure, being discouraged, not thinking you're good enough, thinking you failed God, thinking you failed, right? So those are all these emotions, right? And they're a derivative of your thoughts, okay? And correct. So if we, just like I said, if we take that and reframe it, now your emotion changes. You go from an emotion of you know, disempowering emotion to now an emotion of hope, optimism, excitement, because what the future could hold, happiness, right? And so how did that emotion change? It changed because of the way that you spoke to yourself, the way that you, because look, God creates with words, and words create or destroy everything. Words are what we, you know, whether it's internal, whether it's external, we're creating with the words that we speak all the time, even within ourselves. Absolutely. And it's something that we really have to be aware of. And that's what determines, in my opinion, our emotions and stuff.
Emotions. So. But here's a question for you. I received that. That was clear. So here's a scenario to somebody who never actually spoke words of affirmation in their life. They don't know what positive word is. They don't know anything about that. They are going through a situation and sometimes they don't even communicate it at all, and it's just all inside. What is your suggestion for people like this who don't know that the spoken word can change their thoughts and then their mood? So in a case like this, what would be your suggestion for people like
tell them to listen to this podcast? Words create. I know, I'm serious, because like what else can you do? You can only create or with words. So someone has to communicate it. Someone has to spark life into them with words. You know, God spoke life. That's what creates. So, you know, for somebody that's not, it's because they're not. And a lot of times it's always their fault. Right. But I get it. It's not always their fault if they're a victim of their environment to a degree, but God was going to send somebody. Maybe it's going to be you who's going to send them this podcast. There's always a messenger. God is always working to send somebody into your life. So there's no real victims. Okay. No. So at the end of the day, like, we have to offer our hope and do whatever we can do, right, to help other people. And if they reject the word, there's nothing I can do about that. But you got to give them an opportunity to receive the word. Right.
So good. I received that, man. Which means that we have work to do. We got to get the word out. We got to get the word out. So this work that we start here, man, and Beast Life Brand, we got to reach out to make this more available to the people.
Yes.
Who never had the opportunity to hear people speak life into their lives, because the truth is, you're right. People have to hear something. When you are unable to stand in faith for yourself, you have to align yourself with people who can and will. And I'm so glad I come across you, bro, because... because you are one of those guys who just like, who literally, I want to honor that because he's like, hey, there's some days, dude, we get on a call. I'm telling you the honest truth. Dude, I don't think I have anything left in my tank. Yes. And, but when you say, bro, you got this, you're going through this, it's only a season. Like when I hear these things, it sparks something on the inside. And I align myself, I align myself with the right people to speak the positive thing in my life. So my suggestion to you, anybody who's listening, get yourself into alignment with people who would speak life over you.
Absolutely. Because that's and as we sign off here on this podcast, let me just, first of all, thank you for that, those kind words. And I will send them right back to you because I don't think that there is anybody. And once again, if you say you are, I think you're fronting, you're full of shit. Everybody has, you know, struggles when it comes to self-belief and confidence and, you know, being a successful person. I don't care who you are. You're a liar. You're fronting if you say that you don't, because we all do. And it's so important, like you said, to align yourself with people in your sphere of influence. And those are the people that you're going to spend a lot of time around that are like-minded, that are positive. Iron sharpens iron, as we always say from the Bible. You got to hang around with those types of people because it edifies you and it brings you into the, you know, the self-confidence and the belief. It helps you speak the internal communication that's so positive. When you're associating and hanging out with too many negative people, of course your internal communication is going to be negative. But when you start hanging out with and rolling with champions and warriors and kings and queens that believe in themselves, then that is, that overflow affects you and it comes inside of you and it allows you to see and believe in yourself because you're watching and you're in close proximity to what they're doing. And now that belief transcends into more powerful internal communication, right? So it's so important to roll with champions. We always talk about that. So on that note, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Breathing Fire, and we will see you on another one. I'll be chopping it up as usual with my man King Jeff here, because we're friends and we like to have some fun and spit some fire and wisdom. And like I said, I hope you enjoy it. Peace out. God bless. We'll see you on another episode.
God bless.
All right, Lions Tribe, that wraps up another episode of Breathing Fire. We truly hope you enjoyed it. If so, it would mean the world to us if you'd help us kingdom build by leaving us a great review on the platform you're listening on. Subscribe or follow the podcast and share it with friends. Thank you so much. God bless. Remember to visit us online at beastlife.com. Join our free Facebook group, The Lions Tribe, and connect with us across social at Beast Life Brand. Until next time, keep breaking chains and living powerful. Peace out.